And Chevra, we spoke all about Yom Kippur in the long share. We got to learn a little bit about the parasha. Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Shuvah. Very small parasha, but a very powerful parasha, parasha Vayelech. And in it, we have a pasuk that the Medrash says is the most difficult pasuk in the Torah, in a certain sense. The most difficult punishment in the Torah. You know, what's the most difficult punishment in life? A parent punishes a child. So that punishment, hopefully, it comes out of love, and it comes out of care, and it comes out of wanting you to grow and to improve. The worst punishment would be if a parent says to a child, "I don't want anything to do with you. I'm out of your life." There's nothing worse than that, because that shows no ability to grow, no ability to rebuild. So Hashem says to us, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches. That there are going to be a time, and there have been times, and many tzaddikim say that was during the Holocaust, the worst of punishments, haster aster panai, I will completely hide my face, I have nothing to do with you, I'm gone, I'm hidden. Can't imagine. So Hele Degel Machan Ephraim, he asks, I don't understand. How's that possible at all? All of our chiyus, all of our existence comes from Hashem and our connection to Hashem. There could be a time where He's not in our life, He's not part of our life, and that He'd want to be aster aster panai, which sometimes it does feel that way. So He gives a mashal. He says, imagine what happened was this king. This king said to his child, I'm closing myself off from you. And he builds in his palace, he builds a big river and a wall and a drawbridge and all different types of deterrents from coming to the palace. Swamp. So some could take that as a deterrent and stay far away. But a true child who understands the love the father has for the child knows that, you know what, he creates all those deterrents. But all that was to see where is our relationship really. And then the child will go and they'll try to come back, and immediately they'll see it's all one big facade. And when you put in the effort and get to the drawbridge comes down, and the wall has a door, and there's all different types of ways and mechanisms to get through and break through all those barriers, and the king the whole time is the happiest king in the world, when all you do is come back to him. And that child who understands that, goes and puts in that effort, and that connection is the deepest connection. Because that connection was through all the barriers. I see that you're here with me and we're one. Hashem Baruch Hu might sometimes put up barriers and sometimes seem that he's hiding, but he puts those up for us to break through them. And how do I know that? You have to know Vanoichi Hashem. When you know that Hashem Baruch Hu is there, and you know that Hashem Baruch Hu loves you, and you know that Hashem Baruch Hu really wants to be a part of your life, that Hashem has all the mechanism and ways to break through it. And I think tonight happens to be the yahrzeit of my Zaidi as well, Yitzchak ben Moshe HaKoyen, Zeches Adekash Vracha. My grandfather was someone who was an incredible human being. One of his greatest midas, he had always menuchas ha-nefesh. He was always calm and besimcha and even-keeled in a certain sense, no matter what was going on. And I believe deeply it's because he had this incredible relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was so real. It was emes d'kamuna. It was unwavering. It was just real. It was emuna pshuta. And that's why he loved davening so much, and he loved learning so much, and loved Shabbos so much. It was all the same. It was all just based on this real relationship with Hashem. And when you have that, you could break through all barriers, and nothing could get to you. So when there is that barrier, it doesn't even put you in a place of yish, because it's vanoichi, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam put up the barriers just for me to break through. What's the double lashon? Vanoichi haster, aster. Aster is melashon Esther. In fact, it happens to me, the Gemara in Chulin says, Esther min haTorah minayin. from this pasuk. Esther was someone in the darkest of hours when it seemed like there was such a wall and it was impossible. It was nechtam. It was already sealed in tit that we were going to be destroyed, and she broke through that and says, "Hamelech, there's a king, and I'm going to go on his behalf." She saw that v'hanoichi, it all came from Hashem. She believed that and said, "I could break through the barriers." And we have to believe that always. We have to believe that always. We have to believe even if Hashem seems very distant from us, He's just waiting for us to come back. And we can all do it. It happens to be, I remember from my Rebbe, Rav Matl said this a while ago, one of the Chaburas, Mazel Zilber Shlita, you know, what's the Shoresh of Haster, Aster, what's the Shoresh? It's Seser, right? Samach Tav Resh, what's Gematria Seser? 660. Exactly Gematria, and this connects to the long shir, but for another time, Es Ha'or Kitov. Es Ha'or Kitov, which is Or HaGonas. Or HaGonas, the hidden light. Seser is hidden. But hidden beneath that is light. Es Ha'or Kitov, which is Or HaGonas, is Gematria Seser. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems hidden, there's a light behind, and we just have to go and find it. He just wants us to work a little bit harder. That's the avod of each and every one of us. How do we work harder? The two places Chazal say we could still find the Aragonis. In Torah, when you're Oimle Torah, it's Medrash Chum and Noach Gimel. When you put an effort in Torah, you find Hashem and Shabbos Kodesh. And like we said earlier tonight, the ultimate Shabbos with Yom Kippur. Through those days, we could find the Or even in the darkest of hours. If there's Haster, it's Vanoich, it's Hashem, and our vote is to find the Aragonis within it, in the Seser as Or Kitov. Through Torah, through Shabbos, through Yom Kippur, we should all be Zoche, to always feel Hashem by our side, to always know it's Va'anoichi, it's Hashem that's hidden, and He's there and waiting for us. Go find Him and feel that Or, feel the Simcha of the Rabbon Hashem in our lives always, and we'll be Zoche to a year of Simcha, a year of Bracha, a year of Shefa, a year of Refuas and Yeshuas, with the Gula Shlema, with Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mehir Vimeinu, for Shefa, beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, Gemar Chassim Toiva, of Simcha and Bracha. Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Ay Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Ay Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh